Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Okay, welcome. Hoping you're having a great week, and we'll open up with really a stunning discovery. And as I looked at the websites, and I'll introduce my guests in just a moment, and I looked at photographs. It's just a little tease here. You know, I look at great photographs, and I say, this is really something fascinating. This is really beyond fascinating. I can guarantee you, if you go to the website, thelostnegatives.com, you'll be so stunned and impressed. I mean that in a positive fashion. You'll just stay on that site. Joining us to talk about it today is marketing director. Her name is Karen Parzial, along with Rick Norsigian. And they'll be talking about the lost negatives. I want to welcome both of you today. It's an absolute pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure to be here.
Karen, let me open up with you and ask you, what are the lost negatives? And give us some kind of a dissertation, because I know people out there are thinking, what's this all about?
Sure. Thank you, Stu, for having us on the show. Well, we're so excited. TheLostNegatives.com is a new online art retailer. We offer for sale a myriad of black and white photographic prints, and these prints are photos of really iconic California, from images of the American West, from Yosemite National Park to San Francisco. And the prints were actually taken from glass plate negatives. And so this is really the first time that we're unveiling this to the public. Right now on the site, there are 42 photographic prints. People can choose to either buy just a print solo or have it framed, professionally framed. So there's going to be a total of 77 really in the next few months. We have about 35 that's going to be rolled out really in the next few months. So we're very excited about this launch.
I want you to go to the website, folks. Just take a look at this, thelostnegatives.com. I don't think I've ever seen a more stunning array of photographs. Rick, I want to turn to you and ask you, how were they discovered, and what makes them so unique?
Well, I collect antiques, so I went to a yard sale, and this is where I found them. And as I was looking around, I spotted this old wood box. I could tell it was old by the patina of it. And on it was marked 24 special glass plates, negatives. So I start looking through it. But they were 6.5 by 8.5 glass negatives, and it was like a time capsule. And there was one nitrate based film negative in there, 70 plus glass negatives, 5 Polaroid, and at the bottom of the wood box, it was marked with a hand painted sign, and it suggested that it was, you know, coming from a business. So from that point, you know, I'd never seen a glass negative. And anyway, we start developing them later, and I go, and I was just amazed, you know, just how clear they are. So they're beautiful.
I'm going to turn to Karen in a moment, but I do want to ask you, Rick, before you move on, just give us a general, give our listening audience a general idea of what the content and nature is of these photos.
Well, that most of it is all Yosemite. You know, they have all the falls, and there's some with, Fisherman's Wharf and Monterey Point and Carmel. And then Carmel Mission. And, you know, these things are almost 100 years old. And to have them come out like they're coming out, which people could see when they look at them, that it's amazing that these things are so clear. And they just beautiful black and white photos.
Yeah, they're, I mean, again, amazing. I know I keep saying it, but that's how stunned I was when I looked at this. Karen, why did you decide to create and launch this e-commerce site?
Well, for a very important reason, we wanted to really just share these photos with the world. They're absolutely breathtaking. Even if you've never been to Yosemite National Park or these different locations throughout California, they really do take your breath away. And, you know, they're just beautiful landscaped photos. So we really just wanted to make it available to the general public and have them enjoy it as well. So we're really excited about the launch of the Lost Negatives.
Karen, who do you think is the target audience for this? I know everyone looking at it, from little kids to senior citizens, will find it interesting. But who is really a target audience? And how are you selling and marketing this collection?
Well, that's a great question. The market is everyone, anyone who has an appreciation for a beautiful photograph, anyone who is in the interior design business. We're reaching out to corporate art buyers. We're reaching out to art dealers. We're reaching out to interior designers. It's really for personal use as well, for offices, for home decor. Black and white is just a beautiful color combination. So, yeah, they just go well with any sort of environment. So even if you live on the East Coast in New York City, you can still appreciate, you know, how beautiful these photographs are. I mean, they really just take your breath away. So the audience is really just anyone who really enjoys a beautiful photograph.
Yeah, and even if you're not interested, just take a look. It'll take you a second. Go to thelostnegatives.com. You'll spend more than a second on the website. Karen, how are you, and indeed, this would seem to be a great catch for corporate art buyers and art dealers. Are you going after that?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, there's been a lot of interest in that so far. In fact, the site's doing really well, and we're getting a lot of phone calls. Yes, we want to continue to reach out to corporate art buyers, you know, to not only nationally but internationally as well. And now, the online art market is booming. In fact, you know, from what my research indicates, it's growing every single year. People.
Well, why do you think so?
Well, I think it's more accessible. You know, it's more accessible. You don't have to now physically go into an art gallery and drop $5,000 for something that you like that you want to, you know, hang in your living room. I mean, it's great. There's been a myriad of different online art retailers in the last few years, and we're the newest ones. And yes, people just, you know, like, it's affordable art. It's not just affordable, it's beautiful, and it's, you know, excellent craftsmanship. The frames are just gorgeous.
What are the frames made out of, Karen?
They're made out of a few different materials, you know, wood, a metallic silver. So actually the site's very cool because you could mix and match. So what you can do is pick the print. So basically it's the photo gallery, right? So you click onto a picture. It tells you exactly what the location was. For example, El Capitan or Bridal Veil Falls. And then you get to pick your mat, which is in three different colors, white, silver, or gray. And then you get to pick your frame. So it's sort of fun because you're sort of mixing and matching, and then it shows you how that looks against a wooden wall or a white wall.
I had to get too technical here. I don't want to get too technical, but I think people might want to know about the product they're buying. So maybe either Rick or Karen can just touch about whether mounting hardware comes within the frame and the little detail on the printer.
Yeah, the frame comes all ready to hang, and then the prints you could get all different kind of sizes and stuff.
All right, we got about less than a minute. Any closing comments? Anything we haven't covered, either from Karen or Rick?
Sure. Thank you, Stu. I think what's really interesting too is that these photographs are timeless. They're iconic snapshots of the American West, and you know it's almost intriguing to me, and I'm sure a lot of people will agree with this. We don't know who the photographer is. Currently, it's unnamed. But we do know that they were all taken from the 1920s. So these are nearly 100 years old. So these are just not snapshots from an iPhone or, you know, a cell phone. These were taken almost 100 years ago. And what fascinates me and a lot of the great feedback that we've been getting from consumers is the style and the talent that this photographer had for capturing these breathtaking photos. So I find that, you know, sort of to be really intriguing and alluring.
All right, Rick, I'm only limiting you to about 10 seconds for a final comment. Do you have one?
Well, I think the only comment that I can make is just how beautiful these things are. Well, when they come out at all different sizes.
All right. Thank you very much.
40 by 30.
Karen Harzial and Rick Norsigian, thelostnegatives.com. Just take a look. Thank you for joining us.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
This is David Limbaugh, nationally syndicated columnist and author of the new book, Crimes Against Liberty, number one on the New York Times bestseller list. Not trying to brag about that, but just happy about it. I just did a great interview with your host, Stu Taylor, who is one of the best out there. He's on fire. He's almost more on fire than I am. He should have his show. Hey, he does have his show. He is awesome. You're lucky to have him.
Okay, and the race heats up. The barbs are being thrown. And I listened to Joe and Meeker interview Donald Trump this morning on Morning Joe. And he's Trump, he doesn't have the greatest vocabulary in the world, but he's getting better and better at answering the questions. Because, you know, being in the media, when the questions are asked, I try to answer them quickly in my own mind before they're answered. And I compare my answers to them. How's that for being an egomaniac? I have to say Trump handles all the questions, I think, extremely well. You know, when you're holding the guns, you've got high-power rifles, if I can use the analogy, and your competitors have pop guns, and I mean really based upon some of the stuff that's going on today, the dirt, the trash, that. Come on, Trump, dig it all out. Let's get graphic, because you've got that sexual predator, that rapist, and the enabler Hillary, and it's... It's fact. You got Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Andrea Mitchell. I should have a vomit bag when they show up on the networks. I'm forced to see some of these networks. I really don't want to. I'm just forced to see it, and I've resigned myself to the fact that I got to watch a little CNN. I got to watch a little MSNBC. And then my wife wants to know, why am I ill after I watch it? How much could you watch Debbie Wasserman Schultz, one of the most revolting people on the planet? And Hillary, I mean, you know, I get, you know, I'm an ignoramus. Well, it's just that I never learn. I'm not a handy guy. I always let my father used to say, I'll do it. And finally I said, oh, okay. My brother climbed out of that quagmire, and he's very handy. I really never figured out how to do anything, and at this point, forget it. It's what I was talking about with Laurie just a moment ago about my wife does everything around here. It's a good thing I wasn't married to Edie Mill, formerly at Fox, and Edie Hill, who was formerly with Fox and Friends, and she was kind enough. I interviewed her. She sent me a beautiful gift basket. She invited me to Fox. I went down. I spent some time with the Fox studios. One of the most gracious guests I ever had, and drop-dead gorgeous as well. I mean, she's had a bout or two with cancer, and this is maybe 10 years later. But, she had said... In an article I read about her, that she divorced her first husband. One of the reasons was he just couldn't do anything around the house. It's been kind of a joke with my wife and I, but hey, listen, different relationships, different things work. How did I get where I'm going? So Fox has a poll out that shows Trump up on Hillary by a couple of points. I think the New York Times has a poll that shows Hillary up. Now, these polls, it depends how the questions are posed, but they can't be you know why they can't be? I mean, they can be, but you know why they're not fabricated? Because if a Rasmussen or a Gallup or a Quinnipiac or any of these polls, ABC, NBC, USA, if they start doctoring the data and come out, they're finished. It's over. So I have no accusations against any of these polling companies, but let me just add here as a footnote. They can choose to ask the question to kind of elicit the response that they make. I have an intelligence audience. I don't have to give you some examples. Except to say, when did you stop beating your wife? You know, you answer the question, right? Trump, all this talk of it being a blowaway if Trump faced Hillary, and we're so early, and I'm still, every morning I wake up. As I know it's too late for an impeachment of this dictator in office. Getting complaints around the world that he's trying to allow the flow of illegal Muslim refugees. You know, when the facts are out there, the facts are the facts. People are just in denial. It's just so amazing to me how people can deny facts, not talking about personal opinions. They're denying facts. Bob Gates came on this morning. I think it was a tape of a couple of days ago saying that, and I think it's a legitimate criticism that it appears that neither one of our leaders have any solutions to handling foreign policy. And then he's proceeded to bash Obama, whom he worked for, and he worked for a number of presidents. My only question is, why didn't you resign earlier? Chuck Hagel, someone else who I don't particularly like, got out of the Obama administration because of what Obama does. He's surrounded by these 30-year-old know-nothings, elitists who just follow the leader. They've had no experience in the real world. I can speak for a lot of you out there, but I don't know a lot of you except to say, honest to God, you're going to probably say, what an egomaniac. I've been listening to his shows for years. Honest to God, if I were brought in as an advisor to the White House, I'm certainly competent enough to replace a lot of people already there. Now, that's not saying how great I am. It's telling you how bad they are. Ben Rhodes, take a look at Ben Rhodes' background. His brother actually knew Valerie Jarrett. You know, Valerie Jarrett runs the show over there. So because of the relationship, you know, this quid pro quo thing, and hey, you know, don't worry, I'll take care of him. Ben Rhodes, who I think had a journalism degree at Columbia, he's running all this foreign policy stuff, deputy secretary. It's so amazing how he knows nothing. And I've seen him in a number of interviews, and I just sit there and I say, oh my God, I can't believe what I'm listening to. Just like it used to be with Goolsbee, his economic advisor who teaches at the University of Chicago. When you're drinking the Kool-Aid, Leon Panetta, I could go up and down the line. Sorry. I'm going to kind of put him outside a little bit. He's shown some independence. Paul Bogata. They buy in to the company line so much that they have lost all sense of objectivity. And believe me, the Democrats are worried. Republicans are in trouble. They're starting to unify behind Trump, a lot of them, because they're going to have to. So long, Romney. So long, McCain. Lindsey Graham. I never said I couldn't stand them. I can't stand any of them right now. There has to be a unification. If Hillary's president, God help all of us, even for those who are agnostic or atheist. I only mean that in the sense of making a point here. I don't bring religion in on any of these shows. I don't go down that road. You have your beliefs. I have my core beliefs. But it's an expression. And Trump, I hope he garners in the support. He's talking about the truth. He gives out cold, hard facts. And then he accompanies them with the insults. It's just continue to work. You know, one thing I just have to chuckle before we go to a break. Has Chris Christie, that tough-talking attorney, former attorney general and governor of New Jersey, has he become the pussycat of all pussycats, kissing the boots of Donald Trump. It's okay. I don't hate Chris Christie. I mean, Trump beat the hell out of him. He beat the hell out of everybody. Now you got a whimpering, whining little servant in Chris Christie. Who ever thought? I don't dislike Chris Christie. I'm just making a point here, what it's taken to become successful. All right, we're coming back.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
BizTalkRadio.com.
The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, it's Steve Case, the co-founder of AOL, the chairman of Revolution and Case Foundation, the author of a new book called The Third Wave. I enjoyed talking about the book with Stu Taylor on the show.
All right, we're going to change tempo and go light and entertaining, a good way to end the week. Joining us is Lynn Christian Heffley. Last name. I always give the last name out when you're not sure of the spelling because a lot of people want to Google whom it is or who it is. And it's Heffley, H-E-F-L-E-Y. The name of the book is Itty Bitty Buddy Bird Learns Lessons to Live By. Puts a smile on my face. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to TatePublishing.com, Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And we'll get the gist of it in just a minute, but I want to say, Lynn, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, it's a great cover. I'll have you talk about that in a moment. But are you a first-time author, or do you have other books that you've written?
Well, this particular one is my second in a series, and I'll be doing a third one that's in editing right now, all about Buddy Bird. But my first book that I wrote was over 20 years ago in Colorado Springs when we lived there, called Purple Mountain Majesty, and we were hosting the city, hosting a 100-year celebration of Catherine Lee Bates writing America the Beautiful there in Colorado Springs. So I did that so that the children would understand what our festival was all about.
All right, it's great, and you've got lessons in this book, but talk about the cover. I looked at the cover, and I always tell people, you know, you got to get people's attention right away. This does it. You want to describe the cover and the implications behind it?
Well, Wise Old Bird is the most respected owl of the forest, and he, of course, is kind of their leader, and he is going to give a lecture. He does it on a regular basis. And he's ready to have the lecture for all the owls as they've gathered. And so he is standing in one of his poses where he is talking to them with one wing arm up and one finger sort of pointed as he's instructing them. And I made him, he's a little eccentric and quirky. And I thought we needed to have him look like he's in a tux vest of red. So he has his big horn-rimmed glasses on, and he's ready to do the lecture.
Yeah, he's well-dressed, too, with a bow tie. So I have to say that he's got a little bit of distinction to him as well. So whom is this book for? What is the age demographic?
Well, this is up to age probably 8. 6, 7, and 8-year-olds certainly probably can read it themselves. We made the font large enough for them to be able to read it. But, of course, mom and dad and grandparents love to read it to the children as well. And I felt like it was important that we have some books out again that have values and virtues, that there's a consequence to bear if you do something naughty, as it were. And I have had such good response from parents and from grandparents of the reaction that the children have given. And so it really does touch my heart that it's making the point. The subtitle on this book is Always Respect Others.
Okay, great message. And, you know, I the reason I love these books so much, I look at them and I go through it, and I'm thinking, wow, I'm an adult. I'm going along, and I love reading these books. And I think that in order to get this information, these valuable messages out to the very young kids, where their attention span is probably the equivalent of mine, it's non-existent. So you make it an entertaining story. And that way you provide an education.
Exactly.
And give us, you haven't got the whole hour to do this. You've got a few minutes. But what are some of the other lessons in this book?
Well, certainly respecting others. But Buddy Bird is sitting over in another tree, not with all of the owls in this particular book, because he had disobeyed his mama in the first book. And he fell from the tree, and he is still hurting. So he's watching what's going on. And in the very end of this book, wise old bird points his finger over to Buddy Bird in the sycamore tree and tells him that this goes for you too, Buddy Bird. And so it challenges a child to take responsibility, to step up and certainly mind his parents, but also have respect for others. And it challenges the parents to certainly teach that.
I'd love you to talk about the flow of this, how you started out. We were originally thinking about just doing one book, and then it led to a series. And the second part of the question is, what is the connection or the difference in each book in the series?
Okay. You're going to probably laugh at this, but over 30 years ago, I told these stories to one of my children as a bedtime tale. And I just made it up as I went because she just needed me to do this at the time. We read books too, of course, but she wanted me to tell her a story. And so I started out with Buddy Bird and just kept going with different little silly things. He did a number of silly things that I hope to put in the future here. But it was just fun to do, and at her age of 35, she said to me a few years back, would you consider putting those books down on paper, those stories, and let's see if we can get them published? And so the challenge to me was to go ahead and try to do it, and that's exactly what I'm in the midst of. And it's really been a fun thing to do. Because I believe that kids today seem to watch TV too much. They play all kinds of games on TV, and it's all great. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes parents use it for a babysitter. But here, you need to interact with your children who aren't reading yet. And a lot of parents are doing that, and I'm so excited that they are. But there's still many who don't really have the time in our busy world. And so I'm trying to encourage parents to, as you said, look at the cover and say, oh, this might be fun for my little ones. So I'm hoping that takes off.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautifully done. Are you going to incorporate other animals into any follow-up stories?
You know, that is very interesting. I really have been thinking it would be fun to have them be friends with some others. And there is one story that I told Jules that I haven't done yet because it was in the time of the Love Boat. And the Love Boat stories.
Oh, yeah.
And on TV. Well, kids wouldn't know what that's all about today. So I'm trying to create a maybe let it be a relic or something that they that this happens on. But I had Buddy Bird meet up with some seagulls and some silliness that happens with a wedding cake and just a few little things to make kids laugh.
Does this kind of come natural to you, or do you really have to sit and think about it?
I guess in a way it comes natural, having taught school for years and all of that. But we are on a ranch here in Oklahoma, and we've raised horses forever, but we're raising mamas and foals now. They're running horses. And recently there have been a couple of incidents with the babies that are noteworthy, and I am going to put those stories together, and I've already drafted a first draft of one of them, where one of the babies fell into a ravine because we'd had enough rain that it was loose and the ground gave way. And that was a very scary scene for a while. And, of course, it ends well, thank goodness. But I think it'll be fun and have the animals talk.
Lynn, do other people bring ideas to you that you incorporate in the book?
You know, not particularly have brought ideas. However, when I have people read it to help me with editing, because I'm so close to it, I really do need edits before I submit it. And then, of course, they give me a few suggestions as well. That's when I get a few comments that say, well, you know, if you did this, maybe it would be easier to understand for a little guy. And I do take that into consideration every time.
There should be endless topics for you to cover and endless messages, because there are so many lessons we all have to learn in life. So I'm guessing that you kind of want to go along and do a lot more, correct?
I really do, and thank you for saying that there are lots of lessons to learn all through life.
All right, Lynn Christian Heffley, Itty Bitty Buddy Bird Learns Lessons to Live By. Go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Lynn, it's been a pleasure. Continue the good work. We shall wrap things up in our final segment. This is Stu Taylor.
You want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000.
We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
BizTalkRadio.com. The Legal Exchange, Sundays 9 to 10 a.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, the brewer and founder of Sam Adams, and a friend of Stu Taylor. He's a great interviewer. He brings out the best in everybody that he talks to, and he helped me sell some books. Cheers.
Okay, again, on a high note, ending this week with another talented author. Joining us is Shelley Morrow Wittenberg, last name spelled W-H-I-T-E-N-B-U-R-G. The name of the book is Angels Are God's Helpers. It's published by Tate Publishing. You can go to tatepublishing.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. And it's nice to have you with us, Shelley. Congratulations on your book.
Thank you so much, Stu. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And, what's this? I don't know if you can answer this. It's subjective, but what's that great fascination with angels?
Well, I saw an angel when I was a child. And after I had children, after we had our daughter in 1991, I just always knew we had help, and I would ask for their assistance, keep us safe, keep her safe, guide us and protect us in all that we do. And there's nothing like having a child that helps you start talking to God or just asking for help. And that's all I've really wanted to do for a long time.
Did you write this book because of that experience you had?
Well, my story is interesting. I actually have two books.
What's the other one?
The other one is called Remarkable Guidance, and that is my story of how angels or God's helpers actually came to be. The bulk of Angels or God's Helpers is a rhyme that came to me in 1997 when I was vacuuming our home. And I had a rhyme swirling around in my head, and I wrote it down word for word. And I thought, well, that was cool. I mean, I certainly believed in guardian angels. But I tucked it to the side. But within the next 2 weeks, and I held on to these stories for a long time because they're pretty woo-woo in experience. And I had two extraordinary signs over the next 2 weeks after that rhyme came to me that the only thing that I could tie the signs to was maybe I was supposed to turn that rhyme into a book. and it actually happened in 2010 is when the ball really started going.
Even though your daughter is not a little girl anymore, although all our kids are always little boys and girls, was she an inspiration for writing this book?
Well, absolutely. My kids, we have two kids, and of course they're adults now, 25 and 17. I've just always encouraged them to know that they have help and to be asking for help. But I knew I was supposed to turn that rhyme into a book, and it actually became a children's book. I really didn't know what it would be. I just knew I was supposed to try. And the publisher, everything, it just all flowed. And I didn't have any walls. And then people were telling me to tell my story, which I'd been holding on to that story for so long. And I did. I shared my story. And how I was at that place in 2010 to just allow this whole book to be published, and I just wanted to inspire people.
Can you give a few specifics about the storyline of the book and the characters?
Angels Are God's Helpers. It's a first reader for children. I mean, I could recite the rhyme to you.
Please do. Go ahead and do that. The reason I didn't ask is I didn't know if you had one handy, but if you have one right there, because we don't want to eat up time, if you have it, go.
Oh, okay. Angels are God's helpers. They brighten your every day. They guide and protect you at home, work, and play. They are with you when you're happy and when you're sad, and even when you're very, very mad.
Okay, that brings a little chuckle to it. So now that you've done the rhyme, go back a little and see if you can be a little more specific about the storyline and the characters.
Okay, well, the storyline is that children have the assistance of angels to help them be good in school, to help them learn to ask questions, to not judge or criticize, to see the good in all people, to know that they're there. You can't see them, but they're always right with you. And just to take comfort in knowing that you're not alone. And if you need help with anything, just ask.
Yeah, we all need help. Some of us look spiritually, religiously. Others look for comfort in a different way. You don't have any judgments on other people as long as they live good, virtuous lives. You know, my father and mother, when I was growing up, always told me it was about values. And I'm sure your book sent us a lot on that. What have been some of the responses? What kind of feedback have you gotten from people who have read it that it surprised you? And I don't mean in a negative sense, maybe in a positive sense, by saying, I never really thought of this.
Well, first of all, my passion about these little books, these first readers, is that I donate them to children's hospitals and Ronald McDonald charities, and I pass them out to children and just wherever I am, grocery stores, restaurants, airports. My husband does the same because his book is so much bigger than I am, and it felt right to be handing them out as much as possible just to inspire people to be asking for the help. And really, in my book, Remarkable Guidance, I really try to inspire people even more in that book, because that book is designed for adults, and it's like I said, it's my story and other inspirational stories as well in that book. And I'm not even sure if I even answered your question. Forgive me.
No, it's fine. It's not the easiest question because it's kind of vague and ambiguous in terms of reciting specifics that people tell you.
I do get comments from people who, they'll come up to my husband and say, oh, my child loves that book you handed to us.
Well, I'm going to leave it on that note because the clock is ticking. Angels Are God's Helpers by Shelley Morrow Wittenberg, Tate Publishing. It's been a pleasure. You have a great weekend, Shelley, and I'm wishing everyone out there the same. See you back here on Monday.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.